Samsung. What is that? Original cost? Chunk? Can it be?
Gas.
Liquid gas. So anyway, that is not sentient. That is material. Gas is also material. Gas is another form, vapor. Vapor is made out of water. Vapor is air. Major portion of air and minor portion of water. In this way, vapor. So, that means it is airy. But no, air has got its cause. They do not know. Air has got its cause, the sky. The sky has its cause. In this way, there is creation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is expressed. So, this Brahma Sanghita, in this Brahma Sanghita, Krishna's name is there. In the Atharva Ved, there is Krishna's name. So, our process of knowledge, if there is Vedic evidence, and that is perfect. You don't require to experiment. Experimental knowledge is never perfect. The same example as we have given several times, that which is unknowable, inconceivable, that knowledge you cannot get by experiment. That is not possible. You have to receive the knowledge from authority. Just like you cannot understand who is your father by experiment, laboratory. Bring every man and analyze him, whether he is your father. Is it possible? No. How many men will bring it in the laboratory? That is not possible. But if you approach to the authority, the mother, immediately there is the knowledge. You ask your mother, who is my father? She says, here is your father. That means you receive the knowledge from the authority, not by experimental knowledge, which is inconceivable, beyond your perception, beyond your imagination. That knowledge you cannot get by experiment. We are trying to make experiment. So-called scientists, they say, we are trying. You can try, but it is beyond your experience. Beyond your knowledge, your senses are all imperfect. You cannot understand soul by experimental knowledge. You have to hear from the authority. Just like Krishna says, Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantanam prati dhirasattva namayati. This is the process. But you can think over. Just like Krishna says, Dehi nasmin jatha dehi. Dehi means within this body. There is the proprietor of the body. That is soul. Now, by experimenting, by taking in somebody's body, just like in medical science, they dissect the body. You cannot find out. It is so small. Therefore, you are saying there is no soul. But there is soul. From your experimental knowledge, you cannot understand where is that soul. But there is soul. When the soul is out, the body is dead, usually. That you can experience, anubhav. It is called anubhav, perception. So anyone, any sane man can understand there is something missing. The scientists also say there is something missing. Now what is that missing? They cannot say. If they knew it, what is missing, then their scientists, they could produce again that thing by laboratory. mixture of chemicals and put it into the body, and he becomes alive. No, that is not possible. Achinta khaluji bhava natas tarke na jujaye. Therefore, Veda says that don't uselessly argue on subject matter which is beyond your perception. That is not the process. So, here, the original cause is being explained by Vyasadeva. Janmadasya. Now, what type of that supreme cause is that? Is it stone or sentient? No, Vyasadeva informs. No. The original cause, how it can be stone? Original cause cannot be. It must be sentient. Creator must be sentient. Without brain, without creative power, how there can be creation? Where is your argument? No, that is not. These are false arguments. The bad thing gives you information that he is sentient in full knowledge. In full knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Annayad, vitirikabhyam, directly and indirectly. That is full knowledge. Just like I say my head or my hair, but if I ask you, or you ask me, how many hairs are there? Oh, I am Ismail. I do not know. Similarly, we are so imperfect that we may have little knowledge even of our own body. We are eating, but how the eatables are being transformed into secretion, how they are becoming blood, how they are being passed through the heart and it becomes red and again diffused all over the veins. And in this way the body is maintained. We know something, but how the work is going on, how this factory is going on, how the factory machine is working, we have very little knowledge. So indirectly we know that this is my body. Indirect means we have heard, but we have no direct knowledge. But Krishna, the Supreme, the original of everything, he knows everything. Annayad, the piece of dham, indirectly and directly. Krishna knows. I do not know how my body is working, but Krishna knows. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Chitragancha vimana vidhi, sarva chetreshu bharata. Chitra, he is real. Super soul. There is a super soul who is in knowledge of everything. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishya matva smriti jnanam apohanancha. Matva smriti jnanam apohanancha. Full knowledge. I have no full knowledge of my body, but he has got full knowledge. I forget what I did in the morning, early in the morning at 4 o'clock. If you ask me, I'll have to remember, yes, what I have done. We are so forgetful. Similarly, how we can remember of our past life, we are so forgetful. But Krishna